Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across Israel. Tel Aviv is seeing clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's sunny and pleasant, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports, just in that Saudi Arabia has warned of imminent Iran-backed attacks following a Houthi strike that injured 11 civilians in southern Saudi Arabia. Also, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that an incident in southern Lebanon highlights Hezbollah's strategic maneuvering, raising concerns about their ongoing activities. Also this hour, JTE shares the poignant story of the father of Malki Roth, calling for international pressure on Jordan after 25 years without justice for his daughter's killer. Separately, Waller reports that former U.S. President Trump expressed confidence earlier today that tensions with Iran will soon de-escalate. And finally, Australian Jewish News covers a hearing examining the drivers of antisemitism in Australia, focusing on religious and ideological extremism from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News posted just minutes ago about Saudi Arabia's alert on possible Iran-backed attacks following the Houthi strike that injured civilians. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reported an hour ago that Iraqi forces have increased their presence in Baghdad amid fears of militia attacks. Jonathan Schanzer highlighted just minutes ago the growing alliance in the Middle East, noting significant political and military shifts. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Saudi Arabia. Ynet details a concerning escalation in the region as Riyadh warns of potential coordinated attacks by Iran-backed groups. The recent Houthi strike, injuring civilians, underscores the ongoing threat. This development raises regional security concerns with implications for broader Middle Eastern stability. Turning to Lebanon, Israel Hayom provides insight into Hezbollah's strategic actions despite ongoing Lebanese military efforts. The article suggests that the organization's complex tactics continue to challenge American diplomatic strategies. This highlights the difficulty in curbing Hezbollah's influence, complicating peace efforts in the region. Meanwhile, JTA shares a deeply personal story from the father of Malki Roth, who was killed in the Sparrow bombing 25 years ago. He calls for renewed pressure on the Jordanian government to address the lack of justice for his daughter's killer. This plea highlights ongoing frustrations and the need for international accountability. Separately, Waller reports on Donald Trump's recent comments regarding Iran. He expressed optimism that the current situation will resolve soon, suggesting that Iran's challenges may force a change. This statement reflects ongoing diplomatic tensions and the potential for shifts in U.S.-Iran relations. Finally, Australian Jewish News reports on a hearing addressing antisemitism in Australia. The examination focuses on religious and ideological extremism as key drivers. This highlights the importance of understanding and addressing the root causes of hate in modern societies. On the economic front, first, CTech reports on NICE's defense of its AI strategy as investors grow cautious. Despite the challenges, CEO Scott Russell notes accelerating customer adoption. This indicates ongoing confidence in AI's potential despite short-term financial pressures. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Wix has exceeded expectations driven by its AI platform Base 44. The company reported a 15% revenue growth in Q2, showcasing the impact of AI-powered innovation on its business success. And finally, Walla Business shares a story about Ireland's decision to remove an Israeli system from its new government plane. This has led to complications as the plane now struggles to land in foggy conditions. This underscores the intersection of technology and international policy decisions. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.